Kardashians about his sex tape with Kim.
And speaking of sex tape stars, OnlyFans has a new celebrity member. We're going to tell you who it is.
Me.
Plus, Neo has some words for his estranged wife, Miss Crystal Renee.
Welcome to Dish Nation. And joining us again for today and all of this week is the beautiful and talented singer and TV personality. Make some noise one time for Miss Tamar Braxton.
Yes, y'all, I'm so happy to be back here. All right, what you got for us, the brat-tat-tat?
Y'all, so over the weekend, Beyonce had her 41st birthday party, and it was a big deal, and it was a big celebrity affair. The guests included Adele and Rich Paul, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, Drake and Kim Kardashian, as well as Kim's sister Khloe, and believe it or not, boo, her estranged boo, Tristan Thompson. Ooh, he was also on the list. Now, Gary, are you surprised that Beyonce invited both of them?
Beyonce was very tacky.
Why you say that?
Because think about this, Tamar, y'all. Now, she going to invite, honey, Tristan and Khloe. Now, you didn't invite Ray J.
She probably just invited Khloe, and he was her plus one.
Oh, wait, you think he was her plus one?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they was, like, kind of pieced up, like, not too long ago.
They still got a child together.
And
two children. Two now.
That might have been this week's designated meeting point.
Oh, that's great, yeah. Their supervised meeting was at Beyonce's birthday party?
No, that was no bad look. That's a look of being decent. If you're going to invite one, invite the other, honey. That's not fair.
You don't want a bunch of exes showing up to your party, though. That's just going to make things awkward.
Did she invite the ex-Destiny's Child members?
You know what?
Ooh.
I'm not.
Ooh. Okay, well, it looks like the beef will never end between Ray J and the Kardashians. Thanks, Gary. So this latest round of drama started when Kris Jenner took a lie detector test on the Late Late Show, y'all. Kris claimed that she did not help Kim leak the sex tape with Ray J, and the polygraph allegedly said that she was telling the truth. Now, this set Ray J off. He went on what he called the biggest rant of his life. I gotta clean it up a little bit. He said that Kris and Kim had screwed with the wrong black man, and also called John Grogan, the guy who gave the lie detector test, called that man a clown and a fake.
Yes, he did.
Ray J called the family devils and intends to clear his name of negativity with his rant. Now, what do y'all think? Is Ray J ever gonna get past the sex tape?
I don't think he's gonna get past it as long as they keep bringing up his name. Yeah. Right? Trying to make him the bad guy, so he want to put it all on the line and let them know that this John Grogan character is a fake. If you look him up, he has been a fraud with these lie detectors.
Oh, okay. All
really?
Right.
Yes.
And you can say a lot about Ray J, but one thing Ray J hasn't really done is lie. And the only time he lied is when he said those glasses were indestructible and they broke the glasses.
Right.
Other than that, he's been keeping it in the book.
But it doesn't matter. We don't want to hear about that no more, because my thing is, now that he's broke and Kim them rich, now you want to bring all this mess out.
I think they should stop mentioning him.
Yeah.
You know, with the sex tape. Just don't mention him.
It wouldn't happen without him.
They lying on him, it's going to come out.
And the sex tape is like centuries ago. You know what I mean?
It's 20 years old.
No one should be talking about
it. But Brandy is still sitting up in her damn room, and Kim them still rich. So, honey, the hell with it.
Kim them talking about it on their show, though, on Hulu. They would leave it alone and let it go. Maybe the rest of the world will. But they wanted to make it a story. So now we're here.
Oh, Lord. Well, speaking of sex tapes, there's another one who is not going away. And that's the OG Tommy Lee. Ooh. All right, everybody. Now, during a Motley Crue concert in Las Vegas, Tommy complained about his penis pic being taken down from Instagram. It was time for the big reveal. Y'all, he dropped his pants to reveal the words OnlyFans written across his 59-year-old bare ass. A quick visit to his page reveals that he is charging $39.95 per month to see his big personality.
To watch that man play with his drumstick. That's what he's saying.
That's promo for your ass.
That is promo. That was a big sold out crowd. Okay. And I'm here for the $39.95. I think when I start my OnlyFans, I'm going to charge $39.95.
That's a good number, honey.
But will you subscribe to Tommy Lee's page, though?
Yeah. I might subscribe for inspiration, you know,
because I'm definitely joining
OnlyFans. I will be a part of those people getting those
me
checks.
Me too, baby.
Amen.
My page will be right after yours. When they go to your page, and they can go right there to mine.
Okay.
What are you putting on your OnlyFans, Gary?
Oh, child, probably my
personality.
See my
personality.
Personality.
Brown eyes.
Yeah.
It's a collection of him wearing a shirt, no pants, in every picture. Like, that's
just
his thing. Like
Porky Pig in it, you know.
Well, y'all, things are getting pretty ugly between Neo and his estranged wife, Crystal.
Oh, Lord. I hate this.
But according to court docs, Crystal requested temporary and permanent alimony, the division of property and primary custody of their three children. But Neo objects to his estranged wife's demand, suggesting that she get a job, since her earning potential has benefited from her association with him.
Wow.
Okay. Ooh. He also wants to keep the Georgia mansion they shared and wants joint legal and physical custody of their children.
Lord.
Now, Tamar, Neo allegedly cheated. Allegedly. Do you think he should have to pay alimony and give up the mansion and give it to her?
Oh, I hate that this is coming straight to me. Okay, so let me just talk about in a home.
I feel like
if a husband cheats on his wife, right, do I think that the wife needs to pack her bags and get out of the house? No, I don't think that. Okay. I think that, you know, if it's the man who cheated, he needs to go and have the life that he wants to have instead of the life that they agreed that they have,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's just what I think about that.
There's a divorce settlement, but then alimony has to taper off. I mean, it's like, you go to her Instagram page, she's got lots of things going on.
This is a lot.
She's got like a pyramid scheme or something she's got going on with some.
She should get him for them damn ugly fedoras he be wearing.
That's don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, well, she should go for them damn fedoras.
She be doing it. But you know what? Neo is standing so strong saying she need to get a job that he might have a reason for saying that, and he might have a leg to stand on. Like, she might have done something that we don't know about because we don't know the whole story.
They said, word on the street, they said he got two outside babies.
Oh, yeah, sure did. I saw that.
You know what? Consistency is key.
Yeah. He's getting everybody pregnant.
Yeah, it's a very stressful situation.
Yeah, I can't.
Well, we would like to say rest in peace to Queen Elizabeth II. Now, as everybody has probably heard at this point, she passed away last week at the age of 96 after serving as queen for 70 years. Now, the queen's death did help start a reconciliation between the royals, Meghan Markle publicly, and also she stepped out with Prince Harry, Prince William, and Kate Middleton on Saturday to pay their respect. So, but royal watchers noticed that when the Fab Four left to get into their car, Prince Harry opened the car door for his wife, Meghan, while Prince William didn't do the same for his wife, Kate.
That just means one of them got a little more manners than the other.
No, that means, too, that William is sick of Kate.
You think so?
He acting like his damn daddy. He doing just what his daddy did to his mom.
Oh, my God.
Can we talk about the mistress being the kind of like queen now, Camilla?
She was on the throne today.
Yes, wait.
That's who that is.
Camilla?
Yeah. Camilla, baby.
That's the side chick. Man, she said the whole standing for side chick.
That's what they said.
Baby, side chick winning.
Damn. A lot of people said, I mean, one of my friends said, girl, I hope to live as, being a queen, I hope to live that long. But,
hope to live as long as the queen.
All right, speaking of royals, Taraji P. Henson gets the royal treatment by Usher on the night of her birthday. We'll explain after the break.
Happy birthday.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Yes, honey, Taraji P. Henson celebrated her birthday her way during Usher's My Way residency in Las Vegas. Usher posted a sexy moment of him serenading Taraji with a Bobby Brown classic, Rock With Ya, and things got real heated on the stage.
Yeah.
Even our girl Brad had to comment. Ooh. Girl, tell the people what you had to say on social media.
Ooh, you wasn't ready, bro. TPH was turnt. This was too cute, though, Lord.
Yeah. It was definitely birthday shenanigans.
Yes, honey.
It was cute, though. I mean, you know. But I mean, but what were Taraji and Usher doing? I mean, it looked like they were slow grinding. I mean, Tamar.
Yes.
You dance like that, y'all?
And do.
I'm just having a good time, y'all.
Yeah, I don't blame Usher either. That's Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah, living her best life. I love
it. But does Usher have a new wife yet? Or is he still single?
He's still single.
I don't think he's single. I think he has a situation.
Yeah.
Well, that's not cute then.
Don't do that right here. This is not that. Yeah. Remember he did Tiffany Haddish the other week, and they had a little thing on stage.
Well, she did that because she needed to get her name cleared.
Oh, Lord.
Come on. It's part of the show. It's all good and all good taste and fun.
Didn't he do Anita Baker, too?
I think so. Yeah, they did. Yeah. Tevin Campbell was on stage.
He did Tevin, too?
You know what? what? No, he picked up the stick.
She's crazy,
guys.
No, like different celebrities.
Can we talk? I didn't know what was going on.
Well, moving on. And best believe there will be no disrespect towards the baddest. We're talking about Trina on Trick Daddy's Watch.
Now, never that.
After two decades, Kaya is still coming for Trina. She just won't stop.
Oh,
now, for a minute, it seemed like there was some level of a truce, but Kaya started again with the Diamond Princess by releasing a video for her 20-year-old song, diss track, K-Wang.
Wow.
Wang now has mold on it. So during the recent show, the DJ started to play a song with Kaya on it, but Trick ended all that real quick. Check it out.
You not singing that other verse. No. That trying to get sporty and talk about Trick. Oh, hell no. That long ugly Trick Daddy looking ass.
Why would you do that? Shame. Why would you play that when you know that Trick Daddy and Trina are like brother and sister?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't even know any DJs that have Kaya in the Serato.
You can't expect Trick to let that slide.
No, he's not.
Not when he's performing. It's his house right now.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but Brad, Trick Daddy, honey, is a little different looking in the department, honey. Look a little different in the looks department. Now, come on now. You going to call somebody ugly?
But he wasn't talking about himself. It's because the girl was talking about his sister.
He said she looked like him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what time it is.
Trick Daddy looking, yeah.
Okay, so let me ask y'all a question. If somebody tried to disrespect one of y'all, would y'all call somebody ugly for each other like Trick Daddy did for Trina?
Man, words is words. I just let God
do. Yeah. I would love to call somebody a funky.
Well, that escalated. Oh,
okay, y'all, it's time for a
Dish Debate.
Well, the fellas of the Nod That's Crazy podcast got into an interesting debate about if both your mother and girlfriend are riding in the car with you.
Mm.
Who would sit in the back seat, y'all? Listen to this.
My mom.
Wow.
And my mother would have no...
The reason I said wow since you said it fast.
No,
like,
my mother got to sit in the back. Are you crazy?
All right, now, Tamar, would you expect your man to put his mom in the back seat or no?
Not automatically. I think that, you know, as a woman, I should ask the mother, would you like to sit in the front seat?
Right.
Because it's not a big deal to
me.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then we would go from there. But just, mama, get in the back? No, that's disrespectful.
That's rude.
Yeah. What if they call a shotgun? You know what I'm saying? Like kids do. Like, you know, just like whoever calls it first. Like,
that's hilarious. I wish my mom would call shotgun.
And it's, how do you respect your elders? You let the parents sit in the front. Sit your ass in the back.
Gary, what about you? Would you tell your mama to sit in the back for your man?
Not my man. It was my homeboy. This just happened last week.
What?
I was home last weekend. Me and my friend Kenneth and my mom and my sister, we were going out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my mom and my sister got in the back seat, and me and Kenneth got in the front seat because it's breaking up the conversations.
Okay.
Okay.
We're having our conversation, and they're having their conversation.
For sure.
So my mama got in the back seat, so no big deal.
Well, that's no big deal.
Yeah.
And you must got a four-door, because if it's a coupe, then that's real, like.
Yeah. You're in each other's conversation.
Right. Yeah.
You cross conversation.
Up next, baby bro, Timmy, honey, has pissed off them Dirty Bird fans, and we'll get into it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, football season is here, and it looks like the Atlanta Falcons have a new hype song for the team. Now, the joint is called Rise Up, featuring bro, Timmy. Check it out.
ATL, that city. We gon' rise up, we gon' rise up, we on fire, crowd is hyped up, whole team hyped up.
Beautiful.
At first, I was a little excited, but, you know, for whatever reason, the fans weren't necessarily feeling the song, and the fact that the New Jersey native Ro Timmy was chosen when there's a lot of people that live actually in Atlanta could have done the song, they was kind of big mad. They was like, where's Roscoe Dash? So what do y'all think of the song, man? Should somebody else have done it?
No, I think that guy did a good job. Hell, because first of all...
The song sounds good and it's catchy, but an Atlanta native should have done the song.
Why? It was
just Timmy is amazing. He's talented, but there are a lot of talented people from Atlanta.
Yes.
Who have done it.
Half of them in jail if they was going to do something to rap, so they
didn't have 2 Chainz could have did it.
Yeah, anybody.
Jeezy could have did it. JD could have did it. Ludacris could have did it. Anybody from Atlanta could have did it.
Why didn't go? Some of them people you just named, why didn't it go to the owner and say, y'all want to do a song for these
albums? We don't know how this came about.
Yo, the fans are ruthless. I'm looking at an Instagram post over here. It says, Michael Vick would not have approved of this.
You know what?
I'm just like, damn. <God.
laughs> Well, Timmy might have been bad luck for the Falcons, but Gisele Bündchen clearly was good luck for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Did I say it wrong?
Oh, no, that was great. That was great, Tamar. That was great.
Funny. Who can say her name?
Everybody knew. We knew.
Like your panties in a bunching.
Bunching. Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
That was good, Bumpkin, baby.
Gisele Bündchen clearly was good luck to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because they won last night against the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
Yes. Mm. Now, word on the street is there's trouble in the Brady's household because Gisele is not happy her man, Tom, changed his mind about retirement and came back to play. Mm. Well, y'all, she didn't show up for his first game of the season, but she did tweet, "Let's go, Tom Brady. Oh. Let's go, Bucks." Mm-hmm. I mean, that's cool, right?
That's right.
Still being supportive. Yeah.
So, everybody, does this mean that they're going to work things out?
There's like another layer to this. Whenever Tom Brady is through playing football, he goes to be a Fox Sports commentator. That contract is worth $375 million.
Damn, to not take no hits? I would just do that.
But I know one thing, baby. Ms. Gisele needs to shut up. Just sit down, honey, and hush and get them damn checks. But you know what I mean? Them black football players, they got black wives would love to have that. All of them.
Oh, my God. I don't even think it's about the check for her. I think it's about the time.
They got the money. Yeah. They got the money.
They got plenty.
And he's so disciplined. Yeah. I would imagine Tom Brady has to be insane during football season. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Probably like very intense.
And they keep him pretty protected from people sacking him. Yeah.
Who didn't get protected? Who was it? Michael? Wasn't that Michael? The Falcons guy?
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick. I mean, I'm sure his wife would have loved.
Oh, you know, my God. Jesus on the main line.
You know, tell him what you want.
Get Gary.
Yeah.
Tell him what you want.
Up next, find out how a mother y'all got herself into double trouble after taking a DNA test for her twin boys. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. This is the last story of the day, so this is it. A Brazilian mother who has twin boys wanted to take a DNA test to confirm who their father was. But to everyone's surprise, the man she tested was only the father of one of the twins.
What?
Ooh, this is messy. The mom then admitted to having sex with two men on the same damn day. And when the other man was tested, he was indeed the father of the other boy. The doctor said this is a one-in-a-million rare case called heteropaternal superfecundation. And there are only about 20 cases of this ever happening. This is crazy.
She sound like me, honey.
What? You got twins like this?
No, just two people in one day.
Ooh, Gary, that's too much information. Man. You can't say nothing but your mama.
Literally.
I mean, there's no other way to explain that.
No, she's sexually active.
She's hyperactive, I guess, at that point. Yeah. I mean, dang.
So, like, I mean, like, even when you look at shows like Sister Sister, where, like, you know, you had Tia and Tamero in there. Mm-hmm. What if, like, our minds got blown and you found out that they weren't really related?
They look definitely have the same mother and father.
What about Oprah and Gail? Oh,
Gary and Yo Gotti. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.